this talk that I wrote was in reference to a previous snowstorm, but it turns out to be pretty timely. It's funny, giving talks through time, there's different, I don't know, different phases, I think, that you can go through. And for me, and I've mentioned this before, there are times when it just seems that to speak, it would be better to just be silent. And there's always that that line, you know, don't speak unless you can improve upon silence. So I'll let you be the judge of whether or not this rather brief talk improves upon silence or not. I'm going to read a very short poem by a man named Peter Galen Massey. I don't know anything about him, but I love these three lines. He writes, "Let your laughter rise through the velvet evening sky and delight the moon. Let your laughter rise through the velvet evening sky and delight the moon." So now this goes back in time, but when I wrote this. So recently that I woke up to an early morning snowfall. The entire neighborhood, like it is now, was just white. But it hadn't been shoveled yet, or nobody had driven down the street yet, so it was just pure white on everything, the cars, rooftops, the street, the lawns. And so I went out for a walk in the woods. And in this silence that gets created by the newly falling snow, I could hear the soft sound of my footsteps in the snow, one after the other after the other. And as I was walking, I soon came to an open field, and I could feel this cold breeze, which was sort of blowing in my face, but gently. It wasn't harsh, but it was cold, blowing in my face. And somehow I heard the words speaking to me, so that whisper, wake up, woke me up. So shortly after this experience, I headed back home, following my barely visible footprints along that snow-covered path. And on the way, I stopped to look at the shape of snowflakes as they fell on my glove. And it was just so beautiful. For that brief, probably even a half of a second, you could actually see the snowflake, its shape, and then it would quickly melt onto the glove. And in this moment, and having this experience, I became like a little boy who had discovered snowflakes for the first time. And I was filled with a feeling that it took me a few seconds to identify. I had actually closed my eyes, and I took a breath, and I tried to feel in my body, what am I feeling? And the word that came to me, I was feeling, experiencing delight. Light, you know, the lighthearted feeling that comes from being fully present, fully enraptured by the present moment. Photographer Sky Ryan Evans wrote this poem. Just for one gentle moment, my soul grew lighter than air. It ascended far beyond my grasp, danced there, then returned free and bright. It was then that I learned that the tender spirit that settles within me can also render me capable of flight. So this is what the present moment is about, by being touched by what is before us. It can be anything, you know. It could be the sight of a handful of spring blossoms, the smell of a burnt toast at breakfast, the touch of a kiss on the cheek, the sound of a ship's horn in the fog, the sun setting behind the blue mountain. They all take place in this moment. So delight, as I see it, is a part of our practice. And our practice of Zazen is the gateway to becoming more delighted, more appreciative of our lives. Through sitting, we learn to just be present and not disturb, as we know, the experience of the present moment with thoughts and opinions. The practice teaches us to surrender to life as it is. We surrender, meaning we empty ourselves and accept life just as it is. And I think in doing so, we appreciate just what a gift this life is. Surya Das, S-U-R-Y-A-D-A-S, tells the story of the following encounter. In the early 70s, I was fortunate enough to be present when the Dalai Lama was teaching at Bodh Gaya, the town in northern India where the Buddha was enlightened. And tens of thousands of people came to hear him speak. And when he had finished, the Dalai Lama asked if there were any questions. Now, long, this is the 70s now, and a long-haired American guy stood up and asked the Dalai Lama, "So, what is the meaning of life?" And the Dalai Lama answered, "To be happy and to make others happy." You know, as I was writing this brief talk about the light, I was thinking how, as a Sangha, we accept and delight in each other. And I think this acceptance, this delight in each other, leaves us in the end with a very loving Sangha. So I'd like to encourage us all to continue to support each other's efforts to live a more joyful life, to open our hearts, and to surrender to the delight of the present moment. An Shan wrote, "My mind is like the autumn moon, an emerald lake, pure, clean, and bright." Thank you.